Gene Randall. The Trump administration has adopted a wait-and-see attitude on what, if anything, to do about Boeing's 737 MAX 8 jetliners. Dozens of countries, including every member of the European Union, have grounded the aircraft until more is known about the latest MAX 8 crash in Ethiopia. Here is VOA correspondent Steve Herman.
Several U.S. senators are calling for the Federal Aviation Administration to order an immediate temporary grounding of the MAX 8 jet. Among them, Republican Senator Mitt Romney of Utah.
I think it makes sense to ground the aircraft until we have better information.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the U.S. government is in the early stages of its investigation into the jet's second crash in Ethiopia, which on Sunday killed all 157 people on board. President Trump on Twitter on Tuesday complained airplanes are becoming far too complex to fly, but he did not call for grounding the MAX 8, which has a unique computerized anti-stall system. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says he is halting the death penalty in his state. President Trump is not happy about it. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has a report.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is expected to order today that executions be stopped. In prepared remarks, he'll say the death penalty is a failure that's discriminated against the mentally ill, minorities, and the poor, and that innocent people have sometimes been executed. Newsom's order would give a reprieve to the 737 inmates now on California's death row. President Trump calls them 737 stone-cold killers. He tweets he's not thrilled with Newsom's plan and writes, neither are the friends and families of the always forgotten victims. Sagar Magani at the White House.
There have been no executions in California since 2006. This is VOA News. British lawmakers are set to vote today on whether Britain should leave the European Union without agreeing on an exit plan. Parliament Tuesday overwhelmingly rejected the separation agreement Prime Minister Theresa May had negotiated with the EU. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma in London on what comes next.
Lawmakers will vote on whether to block Britain from leaving the EU without a deal on March 29, after again rejecting Prime Minister Theresa May's divorce deal. Meanwhile, EU nations are responding to the developments in Britain's Brexit crisis. Germany's economy minister says a decisive rejection of a no-deal Brexit by lawmakers could be a turning point and create hope for millions, while the EU's chief Brexit negotiator, Michel Barnier, says Britain must finally get its act together as a chaotic no-deal departure from the bloc is little more than 2 weeks away. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Former British Prime Minister David Cameron, who set the Brexit process in motion, blames his own party for yesterday's vote to reject the divorce deal.
Obviously, what needs to happen next is to root out no deal. That would be a disaster for our country. And to seek an extension.
Britain is scheduled to exit the EU on March 29th. Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort is back in federal court. After being sentenced to 47 months in prison last week, he faces the prospect of more prison time today on conspiracy convictions. The court session is underway here in Washington. In Australia, convicted child abuser Cardinal George Pell, a former senior advisor to Pope Francis, has been sentenced to 6 years in prison for abusing two altar boys. He is the most senior Catholic official to be convicted of such offenses. So far, no reaction from the Vatican. Here's VOA Sabina Castelfranco in Rome.
Pope Francis could decide to defrock Cardinal Pell, as the pontiff did in February with the Archbishop of Washington, Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, for similar issues. No decision is likely to be made until Pell's appeal is heard, and Pell is not expected to return to Rome unless he is successful in overturning his conviction. In the event he is successful, it is unlikely Pell will be welcomed back in Rome. The more likely scenario is that he will no longer serve in any church role, but given his age and failing health, he likely will be granted a pension.
That was VOA Sabina Castelfranco. The U.S. State Department today is set to release its annual report on human rights issues in countries around the world. A senior official tells VOA one of the issues featured in the report is the case of China's Uyghur Muslims. The U.S. and other Western governments, as well as rights groups, have accused China of detaining Uyghurs and other Muslims in internment camps meant to purge their religious and cultural identity. Gene Randall, VOA News.